Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hi there once again. It's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap for Wednesday, May 27th, 2020. Here's what you may have missed on the show today. We found out that people really have changed for the better since lockdown.
This is incredible. They surveyed about 2,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
They found almost half of us said they feel like they've changed their ways for the better. Well, that's good.
Yeah, they really have said that because of what they've had time to do with all the spare time they've had.
Mm-hmm.
Along with some of the new activities taken up were learning new computer skills, creating podcasts, participating in online fitness classes, and going for long walks.
That is great. That's been my secret. Long walks. I can't wait till after the show to take my walk. That's just a big part of life right there. It kind of resets everything, you know?
Yeah. And the good news is about 40% of those people that say they have acquired new habits intend to continue them as lockdown rules continue to loosen up.
But employees are still burning out. According to a survey here, more than 2.9 million people worldwide found out that employee burnout doubled in 1 month's time from March to April.
Yeah, and pretty much from 2.7 to 5.4%.
Right.
They found that employees who said that they struggle with balancing their personal and work lives were 4.4% more likely to exhibit signs of burnout.
Mm-hmm.
They also talk about poor management, another key factor. Workers who felt their managers were ineffective communicators were 2.7% more likely to signal burnout.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on at work, especially if you're still working from home. You just wonder what's going on in the four walls there, you know?
Very true. Now, my apologies if you listen to this live on the radio. I butchered this next story up.
It happens.
Well, I use specific colors of highlighters to kind of tell me where I'm going because I jump around on stories, and I used the wrong color.
So
I messed up. Anyways, we were talking about how we've been kind of locked down for a month or two, and we're social creatures. We need interaction with other people.
Right.
And now that those rules have relaxed, we're still in the middle of a pandemic. So it's still in your best interest to kind of self-isolate as much as possible. But if you feel that you desperately need that connection, you can be smart about it since there's really no policy. And this has actually worked out pretty well in two countries that are seeing a decline in COVID-19 cases, and that would be Canada and New Zealand.
Yeah, they did a great job. They started early with isolation and locking down, and now they're actually opening back up.
Right.
Successfully.
And what they have been allowing are what are called bubbles to intermingle.
Okay.
Now, you consider your family unit as a bubble. My family unit's a bubble. Your family unit's a bubble. So we've interacted with each other. None of us are sick, so we're clean, for lack of other words. Now, if I want to go and talk to you and Judy, well, then I would be expanding my bubble. You would be expanding your bubble as well.
Right.
And there need to be some ground rules placed in there because you really are taking your health in somebody else's hands. And so this is kind of what you would need to do is you would need to communicate about possible exposure. You need to know for your people that you're bringing in, how many times do you go to the store? Do you wear a mask?
Somebody working for a hospital, maybe they're on the front lines and take an extra caution.
Right. Those are all kind of the questions you need to ask. And then you need to kind of have a rules of conduct in your bubble.
Yeah. Do we wear a mask around each other? Or we're doing the 6 feet of separation.
Washing hands, hand sanitizer.
Yeah. Let's all make sure we're following the same rules so we feel comfortable with each other.
Yeah. And if you do feel that you want to start including your bubbles, the good news is that we're heading into longer day hours. And they do say outdoor activity and even mingling the bubbles outdoor is probably better than doing it indoors because there's more air that's fresh and not being recirculated.
You know, and while you're out there, you can play in the dirt because we found a story that said if adults played in the dirt like kids did, there's actually chemicals and bacteria in there that make you feel better. They're mood enhancers.
Yeah, there's some sort of a bacterium that's in there. It's kind of like that story we had a while ago talking about the smell like early in the morning and late in the dawn and dusk, that smell.
Right.
It's actually bacteria that is being released. And that is also what happens when you till into dirt. You expose this particular bacteria that has amazing stress-relieving abilities when you naturally breathe it in or even naturally swallow it in when you're outside.
I like the science behind it because they say that this bacteria has anti-inflammatory fat that is mood boosting. It'd be like eating a bag of chips.
Right. You know? Yeah, stress.
Stress doesn't feel good after that, you know?
I know. Hopefully without all the empty calories.
Well, without the guilt.
That's true. But what they're talking about is that when you're stressed, you release cortisol, and this actually causes your body not to be stressed, and therefore you won't be releasing cortisol.
Oh, I like that. All right. You want to be stressed? Let's paint the house.
You know, it is kind of stressful, especially if you're going from a dark color to a light color, because, mm-hmm. you know, you can spend weeks of code upon code to try to get that fixed. But these are actually from professional painters if you're thinking about doing a project.
All right.
And this will help you out. Law number one is never, ever paint from the can.
See, I didn't know this. You're apparently contaminating the paint every time you dip the brush back in because putting it on the wall or whatever you're painting is picking up the dirt and the dust and the schmutz that's on the wall, transferring it to the paint. So what do? You put it in that tray, right? That little thin, that shallow tray.
You put it in the little shallow tray, and then you don't want to put more than a half an inch of paint in there. I know that sounds... Okay. You want to put as much as you can in there so you don't have to keep constantly going back and forth. But your enemy when you're painting is air.
Yeah.
Air is the when paint reaches air, that's when it signals it's starting time to dry, and it's going to start doing that. So by having only half an inch of paint into your trainer, this forces you to refresh your paint more often, keeping it more in a liquid state and better flow and a better bond to the surface. Third rule is, as we had mentioned, the enemy of paint is air. So if you have your paint can sitting open as you're constantly reaching for it and pouring into your container.
Yeah, it's drying out on you.
It's drying out.
And you've seen that. Look, it makes that little pudding layer on top when it's, the top starts to dry out.
Right.
A lot of times you have to get rid of that with a stir stick.
And that's where the brush strokes are left in the finish after it dries because a lot of the thickening agents have already started to happen. So that's what the three rules of painting.
Excellent.
Good luck there. And then finally, one thing you can do to get back, instead of eating dinner on the couch or on the chair, to get back to the dinner table, it involves candlesticks and candlesticks holders.
You know, I kind of like this idea, whether you're having pizza, tacos, or a formal dinner, having some candles on the table and turn the lights down a little bit. It sets the mood. It's what you like about a restaurant.
Yeah, it makes something that's kind of mundane, a little more soothing, like you're actually at a restaurant, or perhaps inviting you to open up a little bit more because it kind of feels romantic and less stressful.
That's right.
So you have that nice little conversation there. So.
All right. Put a candelabra and some candles the next pizza party you've got. Why not?
Why not? And there's our show for today, Wednesday, May 27th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
And when you see me out and about, I've got the lime green mask that I'm wearing. I'm wearing it to protect you. Put on one to protect me, too. Remember, the sun is always shining. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.